This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Sprague and the Line.
Gambling's fun.
Sprague and the Line.
Love gambling.
Sprague and the Line is brought to you by Invisible Golf Clubs, as those are the only one kinds you're going to be swinging without paying for some. Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling too right now.
Boy, you've held it together pretty well. The composure, the fact that I am playing for your golf clubs that I'm currently losing.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, it's kind of one of those, it's like a baseball regular season. You know what I mean? Like, it's April, yes. I'm not panicking. Now it's September, and we're not in the playoffs yet, and we need some wins here.
Yeah, I get it.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Meatloaf. Sprague would do anything for love, but he won't use common sense to make his picks.
R.I.P. Meatloaf and Louis Anderson, man.
What a day.
What a bummer.
What a day.
They're all just going. Bob Saget, Betty White, Sidney Poitier, Meatloaf, Louis Anderson, John Madden.
Yeah.
Who's next?
What a rough couple of weeks. Sprague and Line brought to you by Dirt's Free Golf Clubs. Well, it was a good thought, but you were counting on Sprague's picks. Yeah, that's true.
No.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's alleged Christmas COVID. I heard a rumor he just used it as an excuse to keep his bookies away from him. Smart strategy there.
That's a very good theory. I wish I didn't spend Christmas Day on my couch sleeping and feeling like absolute dog crap from COVID.
Sprague and Line brought to you by COVID-19. COVID-19 has a better chance of being cured by the common aspirin than Sprague's picks do of winning. Just toss in an aspirin. You'll be good to go. Sprague and Line brought to you by Big Ben. Unsolicited, but hey, you're getting them anyways. That's pretty good. Sprague and Line brought to you by Lockie Lockerson. Use my picks and you'll be Brokey Brokerson. All right, here's where we're at on the year, gentlemen. Swigard, the struggle continues.
I got one win last week.
You were 1-2. That's true. You didn't go 0-4. You were 1-2.
This is your worst season by
now. It's been a rough year. Hey, we all have our rough years. I had a rough year last year.
It could be so good 1 year, and then you just go into the crap the next.
That's the way it works. So, Swag, you are 22-32-2.
Yikes.
Chances of a 500 season slipping away rapidly. Sprague, you and I are 30-26-1. We both were 2-1 last weekend. I hit on the Rams and the Chiefs, lost on the Raiders. I still contend that was a bad beat. You hit on the Raiders and Bengals under. You also hit on the Rams, and then you lost on the Buffalo-New England under. Swag, your winning pick was Kansas City. You also took the Raiders with me and lost, and you also took the under in New England and Buffalo. And Buffalo covered that one on its own. And then KT went 3-0. So we're picking four games this week. You can either do all four division games. You can do over-unders. Mm-hmm. Does not matter. I got my picks written down. We got KT's. Sprague, floor is yours. First pick.
I will start now. I want to make it clear. There's a couple sides that I like personally, but I'm in a position of trying to win golf clubs. So I'm actually going to go against some logic in these picks because I got to try to beat KT.
You got to use strategery.
Need him to have a really bad weekend with favorites, and I need some of these to hit. I'm going to start with Rams. Bucks. Look, banged up offensive line. Doesn't sound good for Tristan Wirfs. We'll see how good Jensen can be, assuming he does play. I know they got Fournette back. I think the Rams can really scheme some things. The Rams disguise their coverages more than any team in the NFL. Do you know what defense Tom Brady struggles with the most? Teams that disguise their defense.
Oh.
It could be a big day for that Ram defensive line. Stafford makes me nervous as all hell, but I think they can run the football, get Cooper Kupp open, create some things for Odell. I'm going to take the Rams, and we get to bet this a half point in our contest here. So I'm taking the Rams plus the 3.5. I think this is going to be a close football game. I love the Rams in a teaser bet with the current line that it's at, but I'll take Rams plus 3.5.
Okay.
I'll go in chronological order. We'll start with Bengals and Titans. And so much is uncertain here that I think it has the potential to kind of get wild and crazy. So I'm going to take over 47.5. I think a Burrow and Chase still has big playability. Tennessee can give up big plays. I think there is the potential for turnovers, special team score, all sorts of nonsense. Derrick Henry, even though he's expected to be back, I don't know how much they're going to utilize him. If they can make a run, they don't want to burn him out in this week and then not have him available. So I think they will still get creative. The Cincinnati defense overall at times can be played a little bit. So I'm going to roll with the over here.
Okay, I like that pick. I like the over too. I'll go in chronological order as well. I'll start with Cincinnati and Tennessee. We just talked about that game. I gave you all the metrics to tell you why you should bet on Tennessee. And what do? I don't listen to the science. I don't listen to the evidence. I'm taking Cincinnati in this game, despite the fact that Mike Vrabel is 8-0 coming off a 9-day break against the spread and outright. I'm trusting my gut. My gut has told me all week that I don't buy in completely to what Tennessee's doing. I look at their wins late in the season as slightly inflated against inferior teams outside of the San Francisco win, and I still think they had no business winning that game. They're coming off a bye, which is huge, but I don't think Cincinnati's just happy to be here. I don't think they're playing with house money. I think Joe Burrow is different. I don't know if they win it outright, but I can buy it up a half a point to Cincinnati +4. I think they can lose this game by a field goal, 27-24, 31-28, somewhere in that range. Tennessee's secondary I don't trust completely, and I think Burrow and Chase can take advantage of about any secondary in the league. Nobody's playing better football than Joe Burrow really in the NFL right now, so I'm going to take the Bengals +4 on the road at Tennessee.
I'm going to play the over-under of Buffalo-Kansas City next. Rob Pozzola is a very famous betting sharp guru in the sphere of sports gambling. He made an interesting note. When Josh Allen has like a passer rating above 110, the next week, it drops all the way down to like 79 and 80, which is like Baker Mayfield level here. I'm not suggesting Josh Allen's going to be awful. I just think we're all thinking this game's going to be 45-40. Kansas City's defense has been good. Mm-hmm. As Alex Gold mentioned, Ingram's been a good addition, and Buffalo's going to be playing with their hair on fire defensively. BetQL right now projects this score is a 5-star lock to hit the under of 53.5. This over-under has hit 54. I'm going to bet it up even a half point above that in case it hits 54. I'm going to play the under of 54.5 Buffalo, Kansas City. And I think we're going to get a little defense mixed in with some of these potent offenses.
Okay.
I'll go to Lambeau Saturday night. I know there's a lot of coming in on the 49ers. I just don't buy it. Jimmy G almost let the Cowboys back in and win that game. They had no business winning in the wild card round. He cannot make all of those mistakes. He is dinged up, banged up. I think the Packers are going to bait him into at least one interception, if not some more. They've had 2 weeks to plan for this. Aaron Rodgers, if it is his swan song, he's not losing his last game at Lambeau Field to the 49ers.
I mean, we've only said that 3 different times in his run, but okay.
I will lay 5.5 and take the Packers at home.
Spring and Line brought to you by the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, you were disappointed last weekend. Hold my beer. I'm in lockstep with you on this one, Swag. I have a future ticket on Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. Now, I picked him 3 years in a row, so take that with a grain of salt. I'm like Chris Berman at this point. Nobody circles the wagons.
Yeah.
I just, there's a trust factor there that does not exist with Jimmy Garoppolo. The shoulder is hurt. The finger is hurt. I think they're going to be able to run the football on Green Bay, and I don't see this being a boat race from start to finish. But the Packers getting healthy, getting their offensive line back, having the 1-2 punch in the backfield of Dylan Jones, I think that's dynamic. And then Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams is unstoppable. So I think the Packers can win this game by a touchdown, slowly pulling away as the game goes on. The 49ers, as Green Bay scores, will become more reliant on Jimmy Garoppolo in that weather. I'm not buying it. I'm taking the Packers as well, -5.5.
Okay, I like that pick. My next game, I'm going to go to Cincinnati, Tennessee here. Swag mentioned it. I'm also taking the over. I don't think there's going to be a great defensive performance by Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson's going to help. Maybe there's a slight rust factor in incorporating Derrick Henry back into what they've been because they had to switch that up a little bit. I'm going to bet the over. I think you can score on Tennessee. I think you can score on Cincinnati. And we'll see what happens with special teams. This is 47.5. I'm going to take that half point and bet it down and hope for a push at worst. I'll take the over 47, Cincinnati, 47. Tennessee.
Okay, Swag.
Bucks, Rams. With the injury concerns for the Bucs, I think offensively it will go into Tom Brady's hands. They'll do a lot of short passing. They'll really try and work Gronk, but I think they're going to be very conservative. I also think they're going to try to milk the clock. They are going to huddle up. They are going to draw this thing out so as not to give the Rams as many possessions. I'm taking the under of 48.5. That's what it currently is on DraftKings. I'm like you. I just can't. If Tom Brady's got the ball at the end with a chance to win, it's a one-score game. I can't bet against him. But I think this is going to be a rapidly played game, and we shall see. But I think it stays under the number.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to do the whole forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I am gambling against Tom Brady this weekend. I'm going to do it, and I have liked the Rams all week. The line has gone up slightly. I'm going to bet it up to 3.5. Give me that half a point. I think the consensus line right now is somewhere around 3. I like the Rams' ability to run the football. They found that last weekend. Cam Akers is back. He's healthy. Their offensive line is playing well. They have, and this is where I could not have been more wrong on something of their acquisition of Odell Beckham. He has changed their offense, especially in the absence of Robert Woods. I think I read a stat earlier this week that when Stafford targeted him last week, he had a perfect passer rating. He was the game changer in that game, not Cooper Kupp, which was something if you would have told me months ago, I would not have believed. He has bought in. He's been a difference maker. And it comes down to offensive line injuries. It is the most overlooked thing in all of football. We never talk about offensive lines, how they're playing, how injured they are. Tampa Bay's being banged up is terrifying because the one D line you don't want to face with a banged up offensive line is the Rams defensive line. I'm all over it. I'm betting it up a half point. Give me the Rams plus 3.5.
ESPN projects right now the over in Green Bay, San Francisco to hit at 68%. That's a pretty high clip, but my gut is telling me to stay away from it from the cold weather element here. A lot of running of the football, killing some clock. Very well may hit, and I could be an idiot come Monday. I'm going to lean in on the opposite side of the Green Bay love. This line has actually come down a half point. If Bosa plays, it's a game changer because the Niners are going to get Warner and Bosa back. That would be huge for what they are. I know Rodgers is Rodgers, but I think San Francisco can incorporate some offensive things to really cause for concern. And Green Bay's defensive, the rush defense is like very middle, the bottom of the road in the NFL. I think San Francisco can run the ball. I'll take San Francisco plus 6.
San Francisco plus 6, okay.
Finale in Kansas City. I think Brian Daboll is going to utilize the running game more than the Chiefs are expecting. I will take the Bills plus 2.
Bills plus 2.
I might come down to Harrison Butker at the at the close to clinch that thing by a point. But no, I think Buffalo has learned its lessons from previous years now, and they are ready to go in and pull the upset.
Why not just take them with the money line at 2? Like the odds of you covering a 2-point spread and but losing
some juice there.
Wouldn't you just take the money line in that situation?
I still think there's Patrick Mahomes crazy weird magic at the end for a Butker 56-yard field goal to win by a point.
Okay. I don't need to add much. I'm taking Kansas City in that game. Until I see somebody beat Kansas City in the AFC playoff picture, I'm not going to believe it. My heart is rooting for Buffalo because I think the story is great. My mind and my wallet will be rooting for Kansas City. They're at home. And until I see it, I won't believe it. Give me Kansas City minus a 2.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.